Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I watch the news, you will get the distinct impression that the Democrats have everything going their way, that Donald Trump will soon be behind bars for the next 500, 600, 700 years, however many years each one of these counts hold, that Bidenomics and Joe Biden have proven to the American people that his policies work, and things are just wonderful here in the United States of America, and he's going to cruise to a victory no matter who the candidate is. It won't be Trump because Trump will be behind bars. This is what you get from the news media. But the truth is something very, very different, folks. The Democrats are not winning. The Democrats are losing. The Democrats are losing, and they are losing badly. And truth be told, they know it. This is why they're in panic mode. This is why they're attempting to force feed you lies. And this is why they're attempting to jail their political opposition. Only way that they can win. Now, I heard Joe Biden give a speech where he said, Bidenomics has proven to be successful. We brought inflation down to 3% from 9%. We have wages growing faster than the rate of inflation. Everything is going wonderfully. This is how you achieve the American dream. Bidenomics is really just a code word for being able to achieve the American dream. Well, let's do a little fact checking. Let's do a little fact checking. 61%. 61% of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. 61%. 56% of those say they could not survive a surprise bill of $1,500 or more, that it would wipe them out financially. Their car broke down, or there was a $1,500 expense that was not planned for. Does that sound like Bidenomics is working to you? Gas is now creeping back up to the $4 mark. It was just over $2 with Donald Trump. Does that sound like Bidenomics is working to you? The average American household spends $720 a month more now than they did during the Trump administration on goods and services that they need every single month. But that's not all. There are more homeless now than there have been in any time in the last 15 years. The mortgage rates are 7%. They were around 2 and 3% with Donald Trump. Does that sound like Bidenomics is working to you? You know, Joe Biden is very clever when he says certain things, at least his speechwriters are. And he says, well, we brought inflation down from 9% to damn near 3%. Yeah, well, here's the news flash, Joe. When you took office, it was at 1%. Just a little over 1%. So you've tripled it. Now, at one point, it was 9% because it was just a disaster. Nobody could afford anything. Eggs were $5 and $6 a dozen. See, but this is the old Democrat trick. Let's raise gas to $5.95 a gallon. Then when it comes down to $4.25 a gallon, you say, we've reduced gas prices by 20-some-odd percent. Yeah, after you raise them 250%. That's an old trick. And I cannot believe the American people will fall for this time and time and time and time again. And this time they're not, folks, because they understand their wallets. They understand when they go to the grocery store what it's costing them. They understand when they go to the pump what it's costing them to fill up their car. And they're not feeling like Bidenomics is working because it's not. He said, well, the rate of pay wages are accelerating at a rate faster than inflation. That's not true. We've already fact-checked that. And that's not even close to true. Are you getting double in your pay? If you were making $14 an hour, are you now making $28? I bet you're not. Not the same job. Well, gas is double. Rents are doubling. Mortgage rates are doubling. Some groceries are virtually doubling. So you'd have to make twice as much money. I doubt that's happening. And you know that it's not happening. So when Joe Biden leans over and says, Bidenomics is working, in some creepy whisper, you have to understand that this man is delusional and he is lying like he did his whole entire career. His entire career, he's been caught in lie after lie after lie. I'm tired of people blaming it on his senility. That's not true. He wasn't senile when he plagiarized an entire speech from someone. He wasn't senile where he said he graduated at the top of his class in his law firm when really he was at the very bottom. He wasn't senile during all those times. The man's just a liar because he has understood something very clear about the Democratic Party that I've been saying for years. If you feed them what they want to hear, they'll believe it whether they know it's true or not. A man is not a woman and a woman is not a man, but they want it to be that way, so they believe it. Obviously, a child, embryo, is a living thing. But they want to believe it's just a clump of cells so they can abort it and not feel like they've killed something. So they believe it. They will believe anything that they want to believe is true. So Biden supporters want to believe Bidenomics is working. They want to believe the Inflation Reduction Act worked. It did not. But in their delusion, as long as he says it, oh, see how wonderful things are? I mean, quite obviously, they'll believe anything if they believe that you can just wake up one day and say, I guess I'm a woman today. Tomorrow, maybe I'll go back to being a man, but today I'm a woman. I guess they'll believe anything if they believe that something with a beating heart is not alive. You know, I always wanted to ask him just one question about that, by the way. Every single medical doctor I can possibly have imagined would tell you if your heart stops beating permanently, then you're dead. So if your heart stops beating permanently and that's a sign of death, then what's your heart beating a sign of? Answer that question. What's your heart beating a sign of? That's a sign of life. But the Democrats say, oh, no, it's not. Nope. Quite obviously, you are a man. Nope. Bidenomics is not working. It's a disaster. Nope. Because they live in a fantasy world. And the head of this fantasy is Joe Biden, who whispers in their ear, it's working. You are better off than you were. How are you better off than you were? Show me the guy who's saying, oh, I'm doing smashingly now. Boy, under Trump, I was struggling to pay the bills. Under Biden, man, I got all this extra money. Show me that guy. I've not seen one. Now, I'm sure there are some in green energy because that's exactly what the Inflation Act was meant, the Inflation Reduction Act was meant to do. Billionaires out of people who are working in the green energy industry. That's it. Aside from that, your average American, I've just quoted you, 61% are living paycheck to paycheck. I know there's some chat in the chat rooms about Hillary Clinton things. We're going to get to that. Don't you worry. We're going to get to this. You see, folks, I hate to say this because it sounds so, what's the right word for it? It sounds so desperate. But unfortunately, we're at war. But the war is not from China. The war is not from Russia. The war is not from any foreign source. The war is here. We are in a civil war. We're in a civil war with the people who believe lies and refuse to accept what their eyes tell them. I've had people literally say to me, I don't care if gas is $20 a gallon as long as Donald Trump is not president. Please explain to me the logic behind that. So what you're saying is, I might be able to afford $20 a gallon gas. I don't travel much and I'm wealthy. What about your average guy? I thought you were for the average person. What about the dude who works at Burger King and he has a beater car that gets 12 miles a gallon that he bought off some kid's lawn so he could get to work? You know, you don't care about him, right? You don't care. Ah, screw him. Let him go on unemployment. Ah. Let him be a ward of the government. Ah. You don't care about the little people at all. Not at all. Now, I've been fortunate in my life, and financially I'm okay. But there were times in my life when I wasn't. And I can tell you that when I walk into a store and I see that one normal size bottle of Coca-Cola or Pepsi or whatever is $2.50, $2.75, are you kidding me? A candy bar is $3.50. Are you kidding me? So if you just wanted to enjoy a candy bar and a soft drink on your day off, paying about $6. So if you're making $18 an hour, you just had to work a third of an hour, 20 minutes, to enjoy that. That's crazy. Then if you got to pump your car full of gas to get to the store, you're done. You're done. People aren't traveling. Bidenomics is not working. Bidenomics is a disaster. It has economically crippled this country. And if you can't see that, if you just happen to be one of those lucky people who are so wealthy that you can just burn your money in the street, see, I've never been that way. You can call me cheap. You can call me whatever you want. But I could have $5,000 to burn in my pocket. I'm not spending $350 on a candy bar. Because it's not worth it. Spending $2.75 on one single serve soda, it's not worth it. But you know why this is, and people say greedy manufacturers. No, not greedy manufacturers. When you got to pay your employees so much more money and the cost of gas to get the things to the store is so much higher, what do you think they're going to do? Let's just say you have a soda brand, and it used to cost you, I don't know, 25, 30 cents to make a bottle of soda. And you sold it for $1.20 to the store, and the store sold it for $1.50. Right? Well, now it's costing you 75 cents to make that soda. So what do you got to do? Now you got to charge $1.50 to the store, and the store's going to charge you $2.25. That's just the way it is. That's Bidenomics. And then they say, well, that's okay, because we're giving you an extra dollar an hour. Well, that's not going to cut it, my friend. That's not going to cut it. Homelessness is at an all-time high. Do you know what the number one growth job is in the United States of America? Are you ready for this? Is it doctors, police officers, lawyers? No. You know what it is? Repo men. Because so many people cannot pay their car loans. That's correct. Because people are living off their credit cards. And then they can't afford to pay the credit card payment because they're just not making the money. I remember, and believe me, it was under the last years of the Trump administration. I go to the grocery store. I couldn't haul in the bags in one shot. I have to go back to my car twice to get my groceries in, and maybe I spent $100. Now I walk out of a store with two bags. It was $68. For what? And then you're going to tell me Bidenomics is working. It's working for who? Not the American people. You think the average kid working a minimum wage job at a fast food restaurant or a big box store somewhere can afford to keep pumping $4.50 gas into his car to get to work? And by the way, if it's working so well, how come they have to keep raising the interest rates to keep up with your inflation? Because it's not working, Joe. That's why the Fed has to keep doing that. It's not working. It's a disaster. And the American people understand it's a disaster. I have plenty of friends who are Democrats. They complain to me all the time, oh, my God, gas is going up again. I just went to the grocery store. And, oh, my God, I can't believe what I spent. And you know what I remind them? I say, keep voting for it. Keep voting for it. You got what you voted for. Remember when Barack Obama said elections have consequences? Well, they do. And this is the consequence of the person you picked, who believes in his heart of hearts that if he gives you a dollar or two an hour raise and raises everything else by 65%, you still think you're better off because I got a dollar or two raise. To them, you are peons who are too stupid to do the math. To them, you are bumbling idiots who just believe anything he whispers into a microphone. But sit down with a piece of paper and a pen and do the math. And you'll find out that your $2 an hour extra that you might be getting on your job is translating to less buying power than you had when you didn't get those $2 extra an hour. You could actually buy more stuff with your paycheck before the raise than you can now with the raise. That's called buying power. See, they never mentioned that. They just mentioned you got a $2 raise. Okay. So if you manage my apartment complex and I give you $1,000 a week to manage my apartment complex and you get free rent, and I say I can no longer give you free rent. Here's the good news. I can no longer give you free rent, but I'm going to give you $250 more a week. You're going to be making $1,250 a week. Unfortunately, rent's $3,000. Are you better off or are you worse off? Well, I just gave you $250 more a week. What is it that you want from me? I've just given you $200. I've given you a 25% raise. Don't complain to me. Under Marcus Kainonomics, you just made $250 more a week. Bow before me. But what they're not telling you is, oh, yeah, well, that's all eaten up. I'm actually getting you to work for free now. In fact, you're paying me to work. This is what's happening in this country. Joe Biden thinks you're stupid. Joe Biden's administration thinks you're stupid. One of his chief financial advisors, Yellen, went to China and admitted doing magic mushrooms. So she's a drug addict. Congratulations, you've admitted. You've admitted that you're a drug addict. That old woman. Who should be sitting in a chair somewhere listening to the Grateful Dead, remembering the days when she wore beads in her hair and somebody would give her a second look. She's telling you what your finances are supposed to be when she's been wrong every single time. Every time. They're all a bunch of idiots. It's like it literally is like the cast of the Howard Stern Show. They're all just freaks and weirdos and nutcases. On parade. And there's Joe Biden leaning over the podium saying, Bidenomics is working. This is a man who, when asked for three straight days about the horrible, terrible, disastrous fires in Maui, said, no comment, while he's sitting on a beach. Remember when the Democrats went nuts because George Bush just flew over New Orleans? He didn't land. Biden didn't even bother going. Biden's sitting on a beach saying no comment about the disaster. No comment. Yeah, I got no comment. Then when somebody finally told him, Joe, you're going to have to say something. It looks bad. He can't even remember the name of the island and says, well, we're getting there. We'll go there eventually. Yeah, yeah, like you went to the big train derailment eventually, right? You never showed up to that. He said, oh, we'll go eventually. Yeah, Trump went there. I didn't see your ass there. You just kept saying, I'll go there eventually. I'll go there eventually. Well, you didn't. So maybe he will or maybe he won't go to Maui. But he says, well, guess what? I'm going to give him $700, a one-time stipend of $700, each and every resident. And to do what with? They've lost their homes. They've lost their livelihood. They've lost everything that they own, Joe. They've lost everything that they own. Meanwhile, you're finding billions and billions and hundreds of billions to ship to the Ukraine to continue a war that nobody thinks should still be going on. That you can find your money for. Folks, it's very obvious. Bidenomics is not working. Now, yes, Hawaii is a very Democratic state. You voted for this. So when you get your $700 and you say, what am I supposed to do with this logically? House my family for one night in a hotel? Two nights maybe? I mean, that's ridiculous. Remember, you voted for it. Elections have consequences. You voted for it. Anyway, then we want to get to these indictments, because it's not enough that the American people clearly see Bidenomics is not working. Unless you're a delusional ideologue who just is lying to yourself because you can't bear the responsibility of admitting you were wrong, which is about 50% of the Democratic voters, by the way. 50% of the Democratic voters, if Joe Biden came on television and said, Bidenomics is a disaster, I actually was in business with Hunter. This is all horrible. I violated your trust. You know what they'd say? Oh, he's just saying that to appease people. He's okay, because they will never admit they're wrong. Democrats will never admit they're wrong. You've misinterpreted it. But we're still right, because they're the most egotistical people on the face of the earth. You know, I had a conversation with a friend, and I said, if someone just admitted they were wrong, and said, okay, well, you know what? We thought this was going to work. We had the best intentions in the world. It did not work. We were wrong. Some of the other experts are wrong. We're going to reshuffle the deck here and see what else we can come up with. I can forgive you. Everybody makes mistakes. So if Joe Biden was to say, look, Bidenomics on paper appeared like it was going to work. We've now seen $4 a gallon gas. We've seen this ridiculous rise in grocery prices. We have seen, obviously, the rate of people who are homeless go up. We were clearly, this isn't working. So we're going to restructure and regroup. I could say, all right, well, at least you admitted it. No, no, no. They have to lean into the mic and say, it is working, and you will believe it's working. And now we come to the other thing, another delusion, and that is all of these indictments. These are all delusional. They want you to believe, here's what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that Donald Trump, after the election of 2020 was over, said, I lost? Okay. Well, I'm not going to concede. What we're going to do is we're going to formulate a plan to make it look as though the election was stolen. We're going to have alternate electors. We're going to find votes that don't exist. We're going to collaborate to take over this country for four more years because I don't want to leave. That's what they want you to believe, because if you don't believe that, he's committed no crime. In order for these indictments to have any legs, Donald Trump had to believe that he clearly and cleanly and fairly lost the election and said, I'm going to try to stay in office regardless. That's the only way he could be convicted. So how are you going to tell me what's on a man's mind? It's impossible. So these are all just political ploys. They know, look, he's going to get convicted of some of these, and then it's going to get overturned. And the Democrats know it's going to get overturned. They don't care. It's just a stall tactic so he can't be on the campaign trail. They realize he's not going to jail. Nothing's happening to Donald Trump. He's going to get convicted because of these. Guess what states all these are in? Washington State, where he got about 3% of the vote. New York, where he got about, 4% of the vote. Come on. We know what's going on here. They want to create the illusion again. Donald Trump is a crook. Donald Trump tried to rig an election. So let's talk about that a little bit. Donald Trump said after the election was over, this doesn't sound right. Guess what, folks? I went to bed at 2:45 in the morning on election night, bleary-eyed, tired, but happy, because the polls had just about closed in Pennsylvania and some other places, and Trump was ahead by hundreds of thousands of votes. I woke up at 8 o'clock to find out he lost, and my very first reaction was, that's bullshit, that's rigged. There's no way overnight that many votes came. There's just no way that many votes came in all one-sided. So you're telling me Donald Trump can't think that? I thought it. A lot of people thought it. Are we all guilty? Well, if we are, well, and so is Stacey Abrams in Georgia, who until recently was saying the election was stolen from me. We're going to recount the vote. So is Hillary Clinton. They actually wanted to use alternate electors. Remember that you're going to hear that Donald Trump said he wanted to use alternate electors. He tried to get Mike Pence to do the alternate elector thing, and that's illegal. It's illegal. Hillary Clinton called for it. Her campaign called for it after Trump won. How come she's not in jail? I can point you out Democrat after Democrat after Democrat who refused to concede an election, who called Donald Trump an illegitimate president, who said Russian collusion was responsible, who lied and said, we have evidence when you didn't have evidence. That was the real insurrection. You paid somebody to write a phony dossier in an attempt to impeach a sitting president and get him removed from office, knowing everything in that dossier was not true and paid for by the opposition. That's not an insurrection. I thought an insurrection is when you illegally try to remove a president who was voted for by the people. Well, that's exactly what you did. It's exactly what you did. You knew he won. You knew he beat Hillary Clinton fair and square, and you tried to make Hillary Clinton look like she technically won the election because Russian interference caused her to lose, knowing that that was not true. You also got on stage, as Joe Biden did, during a debate and said Hunter Biden's laptop is phony, it's Russian disinformation, and a lot of experts, 51 experts, signed a note saying it's Russian disinformation, all the while knowing your son's laptop was real. You knew that when you said that, Joe. Why aren't you in jail? Huh? See, what they're really trying to do is criminalize anybody questioning the results of an election because they're about to steal all of them. That's what they're going to try to do. And they want to make it so dangerous for you to question it that you say, I better just shut up. This is how third world countries run elections. It's not like the dictators say, there is no election, I'm just here for life. No, there's election. They're just rigged, and the people don't get to say a word. Because if you say anything, you're thrown in the gulag. Well, that's what's happening here. They're attempting to jail, or at least slow down, their chief political rival and anyone who helped him, because they clearly understand they cannot win on their record. They clearly understand if Joe Biden has to get on the debate stage and debate Bidenomics, he's going to lose. They clearly understand if he's going to have to defend his actions with his son, he's going to lose. So they've got to get rid of the political opposition. And the guy who happens to be in front is Donald Trump, so he's got to go. And that's what they're attempting to do. You'll notice that Joe Biden, remember when he used to hide in his basement and that's all he did? Well, now he's just going to go on permanent vacation. First, he was on the beach. That was about a week and a half vacation. Comes back, does about two speeches, and says, I'm going on vacation again. How many vacations did this man get? You've had two this month. Maui's burning. The economy is crashing. Your political rivals are being thrown in jail and unfairly persecuted, and you're on the beach. That's leadership. That's not leadership. That's baloney. But the American people are seeing through this. Because the American people aren't dumb, and they do remember, wait a minute, didn't Stacey Abrams say that she won the election fair and square and it was stolen? How come she's not being investigated? Wait a minute, didn't Hillary Clinton and her campaign say we're going to use the alternate electors? And by the way, that's a real thing. That's not cheating. You can actually do that. So I don't know how Trump's being bullied for this. It's got some precedent. Trump did nothing wrong. He didn't try to steal an election. Do you honestly, in your wildest dreams, think that Donald Trump would attempt in Georgia to illegally change the votes when it didn't matter? Nobody's telling you that. So I'll tell you, if Donald Trump did manage to change the results of the Georgia election, legally or illegally, he still would have lost. Because the Georgia electors were not enough to elect him president. So why would the man pick Georgia, where he knows there's not enough electors to get him elected anyway, even if it was changed? Why would he do that when it would be of no consequence in the long run if he thought he really lost? See, if he thought he really lost, he would have said, well, listen, there's no point in just picking on Georgia because Georgia's not going to get me enough electoral votes to win. We got to do this in a couple of states, right? No, he didn't do that. What happened was there was all kinds of reports coming in saying, some votes weren't counted. Some people went to the polls and they said they were not allowed to vote. Some people found tons and tons of ballots in garbage cans. And he's saying, okay, well, listen, I lost by 11,000 votes. That doesn't sound like a lot of votes in a big state like Georgia. So if there are votes out there that were cast for me that were not counted, find them. He was being told there are votes out there. So Donald Trump said, find me those votes then. He didn't say make up those votes. He didn't say manufacture those votes. He said find them. Find them meaning if they're out there, find them. If I lose my car keys, I don't tell somebody, manufacture a different set of car keys. I say, could you help me find my car keys because they are lost. That means the car keys actually do exist. If I'm trying to steal somebody's car, I don't say, could you manufacture a set of keys for this car? He said, find the votes. And it would not have helped them even if Georgia flipped. So there is your proof positive that Donald Trump was not trying to steal an election. See, the Democrats always accuse you of what they did, and they stole this election. They stole it three different ways, and I can prove all three ways. So if they want to come for me, put me in front of the goddamn jury, I'll tell them just exactly how it happened. One, you illegally changed the voting laws. You did not go through the proper judicial branches in certain states when you need to. If you're going to change the election of voting laws, you got to go through proper jurisdictions and judges. You didn't. That's why you revoked it the second Trump lost. You said, oh, and by the way, those laws are no longer valid. They're unconstitutional. So we've eradicated those. Oh, but you just used them for Donald Trump's election. So you changed the laws illegally, the voting laws illegally. Two, you propagated the media with the Russian collusion hoax, knowing it was a hoax. All the news knew it was a hoax. So what is that? That is a media insurrection. And three, the DOJ and the FBI purposely kept vital information, which is Hunter Biden's laptop, being real, knowing it was real, which I can prove, One in six Biden voters said they would not have voted for Joe Biden had they known that laptop was real. And Joe Biden stood on stage and said it wasn't real, knowing all the time it was. But he knew he had the backup. He knew that everyone else was going to say, Joe's right, it's not real. Joe's right, it's not real. Then after he's elected, if we say it's real, then it's too late. So those three things stole an election from Donald Trump. Simple as that. Was it rigged voting machines? I don't know. I don't know if the voting machines were rigged. Was there nonsense at the polls? It certainly looks like there was, but let's discount all that. I've just given you three provable ways that you changed the results of this election illegally. Changing the laws illegally. Having the media hype a Russian collusion hoax that you knew was fake, and now we know you know it was fake. It's one thing if you said, we really thought this was true. No, we found out that you knew it was phony. So you put this out as true news when you knew it was a bunch of BS. And three, you hid the fact that Hunter Biden's laptop was real from the American people who wanted to know on their way to the polls. That's not a clean election. So did Donald Trump have a reason to think the election was stolen from him? Of course. Of course he did. So now you're going to say, but you got to throw him in jail. But he went on television and said the election was stolen from him. Yeah, so did Stacey Abrams. So did Hillary Clinton. So did a lot of people. They're not in jail. They're not indicted. Because they're Democrats. That's why. So this illusion that you're being force-fed, if you just look at it through clear eyes, just think. You're being told the following things by the Democratic Party. The George Floyd protests were not violent riots. More people died in those riots, more property damage, more police violence than January 6th. And when I say more, I mean no police officers died as a result of January 6th. Another lie that you're being told, three or four officers died. That's not true. Go check it yourself. Nobody did. Ashley Babbitt died, a protester who was unarmed and shot dead in the chest by a police officer. But that's okay. That police officer was doing his job when he shot an unarmed person. When George Floyd was held down on every kind of drug imaginable, speaking and saying, I can't breathe, when obviously if you're talking, you can breathe. That man murdered him. But the guy on January 6th that shot Ashley Babbitt, that was justified. This mob was at the gates of the White House, shaking, rattling it, trying to break it down to the point and setting the church across the street on fire to the point where the Secret Service had the Trump family in the basement, in the bunker, for fear they actually were going to break through the barricades of the White House and enter. And they had weapons. That's an insurrection. We're being told, oh, no. That's just righteous outrage. That's all that is. Nobody cares about that. In fact, we encourage that. Maxine Waters encouraged it. So that's an illusion. You see the illusion? January 6th, insurrection. George Floyd riots, trying to break into the White House, setting fire to property and killing police officers and wounding police officers and even wounding police horses. That's just a peaceful protest. Remember when the CNN anchor stood out on the street of Portland while Wendy's was ablaze behind him and said, it's mostly peaceful here. That's the illusion that they're trying to sell you. We're going to tell you, it doesn't matter what your eyes see, we're going to tell you what to think, and that is what you will think. Oh, I know this guy has a full beard, but he's a woman, and if you don't call him a woman, then there's something mentally wrong with you when you can clearly see it's a man. But the illusion, oh, it's an illusion. You have to listen to the illusion. Bidenomics is working, despite the fact that gas was $2 a gallon under Trump. It's $4 now, and your wages didn't double. No, you're better off. It's an illusion, but you got to believe it. The Democrats run on illusion. Donald Trump is a Russian spy. We find out differently. It's an illusion. No, he still is. Hunter Biden's laptop still isn't real, even though everybody says it is. It isn't. It's an illusion. Heartbeat is not a sign of life. That's an illusion. The Democrats live in a fantasy world where what they want to happen, their ideals, is reality, whether it is or it isn't. Haven't you ever seen people like that who say, "Oh no, I'm doing fantastic. My job loves me, and they're going to give me a promotion, and I may be CEO in a month, and you're still mopping the floor." But you're illusion, and you want people to believe that illusion. No, he's a big deal. No, he's mopping. I just saw him mopping the floor. Oh no, he's going to be the CEO next week. Hey, he's cleaning the toilets. No. Well, he's a nice guy. He might be cleaning the toilets, but I'm telling you. He told me, CEO within a couple of months. Folks, it's just all illusion. It's just crap all the illusion. Men are men, women are women. The minute you have a heartbeat, you are alive. Bidenomics is a disaster. The Inflation Act, Reduction Act did not reduce any inflation. Joe Biden is a liar. His son is a drug addict. They're both corrupt as they can possibly be, and they both were money laundering for years. How is it that I knew about the DuPont estate? By the way, nobody else did. When Joe Biden was running for president, did you ever hear anybody except me say, how does Joe Biden, a man who spent all of his years as a senator making very little money, proudly saying, I was voted the poorest senator. And my wife even said, is that true? Are you actually the poorest senator? How do you afford the DuPont mansion? How come that wasn't mentioned during the campaign by anybody except me when I said, wait a minute, Joe Biden bought the DuPont estate. You know how much money that cost to even maintain it, let alone buy it? Where's his money coming from? Nobody asks. Now, 4 years later, did you know Joe Biden bought the DuPont estate? Yeah, I did know that. And so did you. How come you didn't tell the American people when it would have mattered? Because it's an illusion. We don't want you to know that. You have to live the illusion. Poor Joe, working class Joe. Yeah, working class my ass. Let me tell you how the scam works, folks, in case you don't know. And it does work the same way for the Republicans. When they take all this money, when they take all this graft, when they do all this money laundering and favoritism, and they take pay-for-play money, they realize, well, on my salary, people are going to think, how did he get all this money? So I'll write a book. And no one will read that book. No one will read it. However, my political organization, the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, will buy 4 million copies. So it'll say I'm a best-selling author. I'm the number one best-selling author on the New York Times bestseller list. I sold 2.5 million copies of my book. Yeah, all to the same thing, the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. Then what they'll do is they'll say, if you want to donate $50, you'll get his free book. So you see how that works? See how that works? And then when you're asked, where'd you get the money? Well, I'm a New York Times bestselling author, of course. I got a lot of money for that book. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. That's an illusion. The illusion is you're a New York Times bestselling author because your party bought up all the books. Don't believe me? Wait till the campaign season starts and see how many people say, you'll get a free copy of so-and-so's book if you donate $30 or $50 or $100, right? That's so they can take all that money and say, I'm a best-selling author. So, yeah, it's a form of money laundering, except that's a legal form of it. Sorry to tell you, folks. I'm sorry to tell you all this, but I don't want to shatter your illusion. The economy is in the toilet. The man currently in office is so senile he can't even remember the name of the island that's on fire. He's more worried about ice cream parlors and vacations than he is whether you can get back and forth to work. They're jailing their political rivals because they can't beat them in a one-on-one contest where it's about your policies and not your personality. They're worried in saying Black Lives Matter when 70% of abortions are black. Those lives don't matter, apparently. They're telling you boys are girls and girls are boys and eight-year-olds can decide their gender. They're making you live in a fantasy world. Now, if you want to live in that fantasy world, fine. You know, that's the problem is so many people want to because they say, oh, wouldn't it be nice that I can be whatever I want to be. Tomorrow I'm going to say that I was voted GQ's sexiest man and I'm going to be making a movie. Unfortunately, my movie is me talking into my cell phone and putting it on YouTube. And, you know, but that's okay. I'm really an actor. You can see me on YouTube. And then you go around telling the world I'm a famous actor. No, you're not. You're a YouTube kid. But that's your illusion. That's why they say everybody can be whatever they envision themselves to be. Yeah, if you can really be it. I can't be a basketball star. I'm 6'3", but that's just not enough. If I go to play basketball with these guys, I'm going to get crushed. I can't hit a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. So I can say I'm a baseball player because I play in a beer league where everybody's drunk and they throw 34 miles an hour and to hell with the rules. Well, that does not make me a baseball player. That makes me a recreational guy who does it for fun. Putting on a woman's dress does not make you a woman. Repeating that a heartbeat is not a sign of life does not make it a fact. Whispering Bidenomics is working does not make it true. Saying that the border is secure does not make it so. And saying that Donald Trump attempted an insurrection does not make it so. These are all your fantasies. These are all the things you want to be true. But you wanting something to be true and it actually being true is two different things. You know, we've all had that friend that walks into a restaurant or a bar and the waitress says, oh, can I help you? Yeah, can I have such and such? Sure, hun. And walks away. Called me hun. She wants me. Yeah. She wants you. She calls everybody hun. But in your illusion, in your world, it's, oh, no. She was attracted to me the minute I walked through the door because I'm so charming and wonderful that this waitress was just overcome and had to call me hun. We've all known people who do that. Well, this is the whole Democratic Party. I want to be a woman, so I am a woman. I want to be a star, so I am a star. I want to be the president, so I am the president, even if you're really not. And I got news for you. Joe Biden is the illegitimate president because what you did to have to force him into that White House is abysmal. And you should all be ashamed because every single thing that's happening now would not be happening. And all you had to do was give Trump his 4 more years and he'd have been out of your hair forever. Why didn't you? I'll tell you why you didn't, because you knew that shit was going to hit the fan. That's why. And you know it this time, too, because he's only going to have them 4 years. That's why they're breaking the laws. That's why they're going to such elaborate lengths. Go look up your history and see what the first thing dictatorial countries do is they jail their political opposition. They control the news media. Those are the first two things that those countries do before dictators are installed. What do you think's happening right now? You don't think that's the same thing? Then what is it? Is it an illusion? Am I seeing Donald Trump being indicted time after time after time after time after time with 700 years staring him in the face of jail time? Is that an illusion or is that real? Am I seeing news organizations one after the other admitting that the DOJ and the FBI and everybody else gave them their talking points and they had to say certain things, or is that an illusion? No, that's real. Well, that's the first two things. Communist, socialist, dictatorial countries do. Control the news media, Jail your political opposition. By the way, I just heard a Tucker Carlson exclusive where he talked to the chief of police at the Capitol. On January 6th, that man was the chief. And you know what he said? I begged them to send in the National Guard. You know what the FBI told me? There's not one single credible threat. Not one. We have been scanning the internet. We have had our ears to the ground. Not one credible threat from any organization, so there should be no worry. Then after it happens, the FBI said we had dozens of credible threats. You know what else he said? I went to Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell and said, please, can we get the National Guard in here? We were told, nope, we don't like the optics. We're not going to do it. He said, when Ashley Babbitt was shot, I got on the phone and I said, what more are we waiting for? We need this now. And we were told, no, it's not happening. He said the New Jersey police got there before the guards got there. New Jersey, they're in Washington. And guess what else he said? I begged the January 6th committee to let me testify, and they said no. So please explain to me why the chief of police the day January 6th happens was not interviewed during the January 6th committee and told he wasn't needed. That's the chief of police. He was there for 20 years. And you know what his opinion is? This was a setup. That's his opinion. How come he's not on television? Tucker Carlson was fired, and guess what? All the videotape of Tucker Carlson interviewing this man was seized, and they said, we're not going to show it. Sorry, you don't work for us anymore, and we own the footage, and we've decided not to show it. So you know what Tucker Carlson did? He said, okay, I'm going to interview you all over again. So I own the footage now. So I want all you Fox people, all you people who are saying Fox is so wonderful and fair, ask yourself a question. Why didn't you air that? Or give Tucker Carlson the right to air it then? That's important. When the very head of the police force for the Capitol building on January 6th says this was a setup, and I begged for backup before it even happened. I begged for backup while it was happening, and I was denied, and I was not even interviewed. Even though I said I'd come testify voluntarily. How come that's not aired? How come? How come that's not aired? I'll tell you why. Because you're covering up, and I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of Republicans saying we're heading for communism, we're heading for socialism. We're there, my friends. Wake up. They're jailing your political opposition. They're controlling the news media and the social media. Go do your history and see if that's not the first thing that communist and socialist countries do. You're there. Keep voting for it. What, do you think people never voted in communism or socialism before? Go do your history. That's the problem. Nobody does any history. Let me go to the phones quick. Tom, are you there?
Yes, I am, and I couldn't agree with you more on every single thing you discussed today. You know, and I'm simply going to say this, that people who did nothing wrong don't hide the evidence. And what are these indictments? That's a way of hiding evidence because it shifts the attention of the American people on Donald Trump, another Donald Trump indictment. And they the misinformed will just continue to go, oh, another Donald Trump indictment. I'm not going to steer my attention to the other news that's going on with Hunter Biden and Joe and the whole Burisma saga and everything else. No, Donald Trump's being indicted again. That's big news. That's distractions, distraction after distraction after distraction. And they're going to keep doing it because they are very afraid of Donald Trump. They're petrified. I'm waiting for the next indictment to come out that he had something to do with the sinking of the Titanic.
Hey, it'll be in Arizona. Wait and see. Arizona will indict him next. But anyway, here's the situation. They know these indictments. He's going to be found guilty on some of them, but then they're all going to be overturned. Their goal is not to put Donald Trump in jail, despite what they're saying. Their goal is to keep him off the campaign trail, keep Joe on vacation somewhere, and once again sneak in through the wire and get Joe Biden installed into that White House. That's their plan. Oh, we want to start the trial just the day before Super Tuesday. Oh, wow, what an amazing coincidence. That's just amazing. Look at the timeline. It'll be like, oh, well, we found this out about Hunter. Hunter indictment came through. Oh, Donald Trump. Plea deal was rejected. Donald Trump was indicted. Next day, they're doing it to 100% distract from the Hunter Biden deal, and at the same time, try to smear Donald Trump and keep him so tied up in legalese that he can't really campaign. And they can sneak Joe in under the wire. Because if Donald Trump has to go through all this legal rigmarole and then he has to try to get his name cleared and try to get the convictions thrown out and all this stuff, it's going to be very hard for him to run. And that's what they're hoping. It's not going to work. Because every single indictment that happens, his numbers go up. You see, the American people aren't falling for it anymore, and that's why I did this show and said, is this destroying the Democrats? It is. First, you had Jason Aldean come out with a song, and the Democrats all said, this is racist, this is horrible, it's the number one song. Then some other chucklehead comes out with a song about working men and how we can't afford to pay the bills, right about the time Joe Biden's whispering, Bidenomics is working, into a microphone, and his song becomes number one. If the American people do not agree with this, why are all these things becoming number one? See, that's my question. If the whole entire United States of America is so woke, these songs would be like rejected. They'd say, oh, no, we're not listening to that crap. We don't believe that. The vast majority of people don't believe that. No, the vast majority of people obviously do because they're making all of this number one. So that tells you everything that you need to know. We boycott Bud Light. Bud Light goes out of business. They boycott Jason Aldean. Jason Aldean goes to number one. So who really has the majority in this country? They want you to think the majority of the people believe what they believe. It is not true. Not true. They'll bring the question weird. They'll be like, do you believe that trans people should have the same rights as everybody else? Well, of course. No, I believe they should be stoned in the street. Of course. They should have the same rights as everybody else. But then if you phrase it differently and say, does that include going up against female athletes, 73% of Americans say no. That's not fair. So you see, it depends on how you word the question. So when they say, oh, everybody agrees, 70% of people agree that trans should be able to do this, no, you worded the question wrong. You ask about equal rights. It's not equal rights for a man to be participate in a woman's sport. See how sneaky they are, folks? You know when you have to be sneaky and you have to lie? You know when you have to do that? When you're losing. So regardless of what the news media says, regardless of what you say, the Dems are losing, and they're losing bad.
I